It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Yeah, you were gone there, Tomasa. Couldn't hear you. And welcome back. We have John W. Spring. We've got some great news here, and I want to mention to all the people that are praying, because your prayers are obviously breaking through. My contact and colleague, Dr. Bob Goldman, co-founder with Dr. Ron Klatz of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. As Dr. Klatz was on the program yesterday in the last segment of Hour 3 on Monday, December 2nd, he mentioned they have 28,000-plus medical doctors trained worldwide and connected in membership to the Academy, and over 200,000 health professionals. Dr. Goldman is belonging to the heads of about six major health academies in America and worldwide, and he has direct contact to POTUS, to President Trump, and to Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, and he's making certain that the latest letter that you sent me, which was done, I think, on December 1st, Sunday, has been delivered to Donald Trump directly, not indirectly, through his kind of phalanx of people that are filtering him as well. We put the video link of our discussions and interview, which I think is around 47 minutes, directly through to POTUS, which reviewed letters from the 17th of November through to December 1. I'd like you to kind of summarize what you'd say when, not if, you get either in the Oval Office or the Green Room, or if you have a direct audio-video link directly to talk to POTUS. That's, you know, basically you want it secure so it's not going to be hacked into by some idiot or put it out on the news media, because they always want to spin things. They don't want to hear the true nature of either whether we have missile defense or danger from Russia. At the same time, Trump is trying to negotiate with Russia because, although the danger's there, if we avert it and develop things that will allow them to enter G8 and denuclearize Lachil Island and Venezuela, as well as North Korea and Iran, people need to realize negotiating with Kim Jong-un is ridiculous because those are Russian nukes. He's just a proxy that's carrying them. And he's supported economically by the Chinese, but they're primarily, he's just a proxy for Russia. And Russia's doing this because they have multiple vectors of force. They're panicking because since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989, their economy is in shatters. Their economy is smaller than Rhode Island. I mean, they're like a third world country with nukes. I mean, it really is kind of sad when you look at the size of the country and their past history and the size of their so-called empire until it was destroyed after the economic chaos of communism destroyed the drive for people to create new economies and new technologies. They're smart people, but that's what socialism and communism does. It takes away the exceptional and makes everybody a slave or a new form of what we call indentured slavery or back again. So what would your advice would be to POTUS when you get to meet him, either live or by secure video or audio connection?
Well, if I heard all of your statement correctly, we need to inform the president that we are in a crisis, whether we like it or not. It's very real. It's far more serious than the Cuban Missile Crisis or the later crisis in 1983 with Grenada and Punta Huete, Nicaragua, because those systems did not yet become operational. This situation in Latin America is now fully operational, and it takes a very short period of time to deploy the intermediate-range missiles armed with multi-nuclear warheads, which would be able to strike all regions of the continental United States from those locations on La Orchia Island in the Caribbean Sea and at Punta Huete, Nicaragua, in Central America.
Right. So, in other words, and I want people to, we need to back up, okay? People are just newbies and haven't listened to either me or my show because I got turned into a spook roughly 26 years ago when I got recruited in 1994 to work as a physician for occupational medicine for CECOM for the most classified projects in America. Three higher levels of security than NORAD, the most classified projects you can imagine. Because the alternate capital of the United States is not Washington, D.C., it's Colorado Springs. And even the spooks in the NSA headquarters and CIA headquarters were actually moved to their alternate head is in Denver, Colorado. People don't know that. It's not Langley, Virginia. They moved an alternative secondary, if you want to call it, spike of these agencies, and the overall connection of all these agencies, including U.S. Missile Defense Command, Space Command, and so on, is all in Colorado, including the World Spaceport for incoming interplanetary vehicles. Their primary spaceport is at DIA. We used to call it Denver Imaginary Airport. I was their doctor. My accountant is still the accountant who was at the time was the accountant for the company that did the excavation. And there was more debris moved when they created DIA than when they actually created the first leg of the Panama Canal. So you have to understand the reality of the real world that's going on is completely different than the public, and it's not open to people's opinion. They think they have a right to opinion. No, you don't. You have a right to an attitude. If you have an opinion, it has to be opine, meaning you have logic and evidence and personal experience you've gone through. And that's what we do. And your qualifications are you were smart enough not to publicly make it aware to the public that you averted the killing of 90 million Americans with the first Cuban crisis by notifying President Kennedy. And it took an overflight of a U-2 flight and other intel to prove that you were correct. So it took a full year before they finally realized that the Cuban Missile Crisis was real. A lot of the equipment was still left there, even though it was kind of like semi-dormant, for decades. And some of the last bit of that was shut down after 1989 when the Russian-Soviet Union fell. But the problem, the Russians have always tried to come back. They tried to set up Puerto Huerta over a decade ago. They set up a Grenada Island in 1983 where they brought Russian nukes in and we discovered it. And you were one of the whistleblowers for that too. And the latest and greatest danger is the current one because the not only have the Russian bear bombers, which are slow lumbering, can drop nukes, and you can drop what's called a hypersonic sword, what's called hypersonic cruise missile, from the bottom of a bear bomber even 500 or 1,000 miles away, long out of radar level. But they have these new hypersonic cruise missiles that can change course mid-flight, can go to high altitudes, blow up our power grid, or hit our military bases and our civilian population centers. And our missile defense system, which is called theater air defense, and various aspects that that we were developing with Israel, like versions of Iron Dome, and the system that they conceived that was talked about with Ronald Reagan in the early 1980s, where I actually talked to a four-star general that was sitting literally between Gorbachev and Reagan. And Reagan, with his funny accent, was saying how, hey, Garby, you know, and talked about missile defense. And, you know, the LaRouche Foundation were pushing that if we actually worked out a deal with the Russians, we'd share it with them so nobody would be afraid of being nuked. But the fact is that Gorbachev had, as they say in parlance, he had a bird or he had a freak out, realizing that America already was planning this, was going to put the money and time and technology into it. The fact is that in the spring of this year, after now over 40 years, they dropped a contract to build a system they call Brilliant Pebbles. Now, I said 2 years ago plus a system called a LaserNet interferometry, which literally, because I have advanced technical knowledge in many areas and knowledge of what they did put up that's useless, I put up a system of microscopic or small plasma rockets launched by a linear accelerator technique, can like the one that Gerald Bull developed, and laser nets will be covering several square miles with carbon fiber. It would have ballistic bombs literally webbed into the carbon fiber nets that could wrap around a missile or a warhead and blow it up in space, either near space so it wouldn't land and kill a lot of people or blow up military sites. The fact is we do not have missile defense. The contract that was there with Boeing for half a dozen years, they turned it down after being offered several hundred billion dollars to build this. And so we don't have missile defense, and we have Russians on our back doorstep, and the Russian economy is in shambles, and Putin's freaked out. Okay, and he's not a vodka-drinking desk pound in Russian, but there's lots of them. And we got to understand that bad things can happen. If we go to war with Iran, because Iran's in economic meltdown, and last week, they mentioned that they're going to go to weapons-grade uranium because their economy is crashing and their own citizens are ready to hench up these.
You mean Iran?
Yeah, Iran, yeah. Iran, yep. Basically. So they're ready to go after the Rouhani and the mullahs. And
yes.
If there's an internal revolt, which is really close, it could have happened during Barack Obama, but he made a deal. We'll give you $150 billion, and you're going to agree to this agreement, which was stupid, that the Europeans are still agreeing to, but now the Europeans are getting ticked because Iran is saying, we're going to enrich to full your weapons-grade uranium. Now, the Israelis, when they got this message, after we abandoned the Kurds, which you've notified and we talked about in the show, and by the way, Trump has pivoted around. He's now supporting the Kurds again. You know that, right? And the problem is that they don't have passports across from the Iraq to the Iraqis' territory to Syria, where they made a deal. So a lot of them are being slaughtered. So when Trump did this, which is very stupid, a lot of Kurds, which are allies in the Middle East, and these are the same people, by the way, that were the Magi that gave the gifts to Yeshua Jesus 2,000 years ago when he was born, because they studied the star charts. They were literally the amalgam between the Kohanim and the Magi, which are Caucasian, not Arabs, that were the descendants of the king of the Medes, okay, the tribal name Naima, and the other, we call it Kurdish peoples. They're the Magi, and people don't know this, and when we abandoned them, we put not only them in danger, but we put Israel in danger. And now Israel, this week, has stated that they're going to blast or explode or blow up the Bushehr reactor. Now, we gave long-range tankers to the Israelis in the first few months of Donald Trump's presidency. And so they now have the ability to fuel their jets and get to Bushehr, the Bushehr reactor, and blow it all to hell and create a giant radiation cloud circling the world and hitting southern China, Indonesia, and Japan, and then we're in the tailpipe of the damn thing when it crosses the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. And that could happen any day. And, you know, I don't know. You know, obviously Trump is very good at building buildings and rinks and everything, but the people around him are either nuts, ignorant, or just plain stupid. And we need to get through. And so finally, after trying for several years, we get this breakthrough with Dr. Bob Goldman, who knows POTUS and Ivanka directly. Now, I'm hoping this is going to shed light, because he said there's a, quote, SHI storm going on in D.C. And Adam Schiff is still on there with his crazy bug eyes and his funky smile and his face that looks like the bottom of a baboon, saying he's going to continue with the impeachments. Like, you don't have anything. And this is destroying, by the way, the Democratic Party. I see, I don't want it destroyed. I want it to smarten up and try to do something good for the people so there'll be a dialogue between the two parties. We're not having that. The Democrats are now destroyed. And it puts us in grave danger, because we're not funding the military. We did a temporary bill for the budget. We're not funding the USMCA agreement to try to improve sales of our products and so on and trade with Mexico and Russia and Canada. Everything's on hold because Nancy Pelosi and the demon rats are enthralled with trying to remove a president when we're less than a year away from an election. Like, why don't you just get good policies and see if your president will be elected?
You're right, Dr. Bill, because right now, what should the intelligence committee be doing? Working on impeachment or saving this nation from a very serious crisis and a dire situation in the Middle East?
Right. We have four or five converging crises coming. The first one is the most dangerous one. Is I call orders of magnitude beyond Cuba. Right now, this is the most dangerous time in human history. Number two, we have a solar minimum, so the chance of a coronal mass ejection. We had Dr. Pai, who I'll have on the show, who's head of the U.S. Commission for years, that we didn't put UHF transformer surge protectors in our UHF transformers. We have 10,000. Full world production is 200, and most of them are in China. So if the power grid gets taken down, it's not coming back ever, and 90% of the population will be dead in 6 months. Number three, we're heading toward what's called a pole shift. And that's presaged by two North Magnetic and two South Poles and a South Pole anomaly. And we're seeing ascending earthquakes and volcanic activity all over the world. Some of them might be artificially induced by our space-based weather and geotectonic weapons, but ultimately there's galactic and solar cycles. And the next thing that's happening is, although they say there's global warming, it's actually the opposite. And you know, Lowell Ponte wrote articles back in the 70s, and I'm an environmentalist going back 50 years ago to Greenpeace when I was an oceanographer. We're having global cooling. And because we're having a cooling period, that's going to occur for 50 to 75 years, because every 360 years with the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn, you get cooling periods the second time it happens. So we have a whole bunch of converging disasters, but the biggest and most immediate can happen today is a nuclear attack by Russia, by panicky Russians, because they think we're going to attack them, or we're going to attack Iran through Israel. God help us. Yeah, exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We'll go through the story in just a minute. We're coming back live.
Okay.
And welcome back. So let's hear your dialogue. If you're talking to POTUS, and what people should understand when they listen to this show, this is very unique, okay? We stand head and shoulders above every other radio and TV show, including our videos, in the entire world in any language. And there's three reasons for it. Number one, we're led by the Spirit of the Most High God who inspires us. So we have the most advanced integrative medical technology in history right now, anti-aging technology. Like, not only we talked in the last hour about epigenetic frequency therapy, I have the first patented product in the world that takes you back to your fetal state where you don't age. And many other nutraceuticals, our plasma iodine, our other nutraceuticals like our determined depleted monoatomic minerals with liposomes, and I've even taken previous things from people like Dr. Truat and upgraded even further. And other people I've upgraded. In fact, we're doing an upgrade to our folate that's going from 2,000 micrograms to 5,000 in January. And it's a special slow-release matrix now. That'll be launching in January, but the one we have now is already is super powerful and important. People need to realize that that's on the regenerative side and the physical side, but on the spiritual and geopolitical, God has called me to call and bring forth other people with great spirit wisdom, educational wisdom, to save the human race from catastrophe, and to save us also not just from a physical death of our nations and us personally, but also to save us spiritually, because Satan's coming here not just to kill people and destroy nations. He's coming here to abort the human race so they won't live with God for eternity. In other words, to lose your salvations. Now, you don't do good works to get saved. You start to Shema, pray, hear, and do God's will. And the best way to first enter that agreement with God is to pray to God and worship and we call elevate God, if you want to call it. In other words, it says that his joy and his faith is received after you praise God. So if you don't realize that all knowledge, all good comes from the Creator, no matter what other religion you try to pout, you know, whether you think you're a Christian or a Muslim, whatever, it has to come from the Creator of the universe. And he inspires us. He's actually, I'm sure, called you to have this special intellectual knowledge and to actually be in the pathways. God led me to actually go to Colorado Springs supernaturally by sending him an angel. And then later, 9 months to the day after I was there supernaturally, I walked through the same places at Schriever Air Force Base and elsewhere that I was taken supernaturally 9 months to the day. You got to understand, this is not the Deagle. I'm not so special. God decided, I'm going to use that guy, and he's going to talk because he doesn't have a shut-up gene. Now, John, I believe God has called me to be what's called a lamed, which means a major end-time prophet, to call other prophets and apostles that have a word to say that's going to save us not only from physical destruction and destroying our earth, because God doesn't want to just take us all to heaven. He wants us to be the queen of the heavens, so the human race not only expands and creates a stable world that won't die from a coronal mass ejection or an incoming asteroid or a supernova, but also to get off planet and become an element of good toward the universe, where we actually spread to other planets, terraform Mars, the belters between the ancient destroyed planet between Mars and Jupiter, which is destroyed in an ancient galactic war, and spread across the cosmos, having transgalactic trade, not only with human but non-human civilizations, and acting as a midwife. People need to realize we are to collectively become the bride of God. That's why he's saying, I shall return to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. Who is he marrying? Us. We are the bride, collectively, the saved ones, the ones that have eternal life, of the Creator of the universe. And therefore, when his spirit fuses with our souls so we can only do his will and his good, we'll become co-equal with God. People don't know that. They don't realize our destiny is not to be just like an angel playing a harp in heaven. It's us and the human race to have extended lifespans in this realm and to become co-equal, because God will have fused with us and we will be a new being, collectively, billions, trillions, quadrillions of us as we spread across the cosmos. That's our destiny. But the abortionist of the human race is here. He's here in all the Masonic orders, the Druidic orders, the high-level bankers, all the maniacs that want to proliferate biological nuclear weapons or want to use created accidents that could cause Russia to nuke us or we to nuke them or to release a bioweapon. And you got to understand who's doing this behind the scenes. It's Satan. He's angry as hell. He says, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you, because great is his wrath, for he knows his day of destruction is coming. The most intelligent created being in the universe is the prince of darkness, the prince of the blue light, Satan. He was a covering cherub, the highest cherub in Holy of Holies in the third kingdom, the kingdom of the eternal, and he was cast out of the third kingdom of the Most High God into the second kingdom, which here is the prince of the power of the air, the realm of consciousness and the spirit. That's where the bugger exists. And people need to understand, this is a real battle, as it says in Thessalonians, in the spirit realm. So when we're doing things, we're trying to get through to Trump, we're not just trying to give him technical information about, you know, the danger of, you know, no missile defense systems and these hypersonic nuclear cruise missiles. We need to inform him so he becomes a transformed, believing in the Most High God, Christian, believer in Yahshua HaMashiach, which is the Father in the flesh, God, the Father God, incarnated in human flesh and dwelt among us. And people need to know that he's coming back, but it's going to be after a time of great birth pangs and trouble. But if we get through, the birthing process will be less painful and less people will die or be eternally annihilated. So I'd like you to comment. What would you say to Trump when you tell him not just the technical information, but the spiritual? Because we're in a time of great decisions. I mean, if you look at this movie series on and miniseries called The Feed, they want to eventually capture the human race genetically and cybernetically in the Matrix. So they actually have control, like Minority Report, not only of your intentions of your heart, but your consciousness. And people think, well, you're Dr. Deagle. When they said this years ago, 20 years ago, with Prophecy Club, they said, you're a crazy Deagle. I'm not crazy anymore. People can't dispute it. It's in a miniseries on Amazon Prime. You need to realize this evil is about to consume us in the jaws of hellishness. And people need to realize, I'm called, but there's many others. I can't give you a number. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people that have crawled with a prophetic word. God said, I will make all, not just one or two or a thousand or a dozen, a young man and an old man to dream dreams and have visions. In other words, he's going to speak to us spiritually to tell us truth, including ministering to Muslims, where you can't send a ministry into these Muslim countries. They just behead them. And Jesus himself, Yeshua, is showing up and evangelizing Muslim territories in Africa and elsewhere. So you got to understand, if you don't think this is the end times, you're an idiot. I mean, if things go south, let's say we decide that Iran decides to send a missile from Hezbollah into Israel, and Israel starts to bomb the hell out of Hezbollah and attacks the Bashar reactor with long-range bombers we've given them, Russia's going to hit us, and we have no defense. And we need to face the music that hundreds of millions of Americans will hold up their hand, see a big flash of x-rays, and all of a sudden all our cells will explode at 50,000 degrees as they say, hello, Jesus, or whoever, if they're not saved. They need to understand this. We are on the precipice of a catastrophe, and the only thing holding it back is the wisdom of the Creator God through their witnesses, John W. Spring and Dr. Bill Deagle. That's how bad this is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're ready to strike at us without any mercy.
And they already said it last week. Russia said it in their other, besides Putin, there's other guys in there. And they're saying, hey, you know, if something goes south here with Iran, we're going to nuke you. And they're afraid of us, we're going to nuke them, because we not only have nuclear weapons, we got what's called Project Thor, space-based scalar weapons, all kinds of bad stuff. Now, we still don't have missile defense, so we'll still die. As like I said to the director of Missile Defense Command back 25 years ago, I said, so how long will it be before your system actually works? And he said, well, and he tried to give me an excuse and said, look, stop. I said, I have a very high IQ. I said, I was recruited at MIT in grade 11. I said, so I understand all these things. He said, yeah, we know you do, Deagle. He said, so how much? And he tried to make it a joke. He said, well, we estimate it'll cost $76 trillion with a T and 2045 before we have 100% missile defense. I said, oh my gosh. So what you've done is you told a lie to the politicians and the presidents that you have missile defense. If you start a conflict, you can't end it. You'll just die. And all of us will die, right? Or if you in rural areas are not downwind of a nuclear reactor or a fault zone when this thing causes superquakes. So you'll reduce the population of America from roughly 335 million down to less than 20 million. Half of those will be dead in 6 months from starvation, violence, fires, and nuclear isotopes. So maybe less than 10 million survive. I mean, that's the remnant might survive, but it'll be a horrifying existence. The living will literally envy the dead. You know, it'll be what's called a Pyrrhic victory. So people damn well better listen, and they better not stop criticizing Deagle. Shut up, Deagle. Let your host talk. I want you to talk. But you better stop criticizing me, people, because the most vile thing you can do is not murder, is trying to silence one, bringing grace from the Most High God to save your butt. Not just physically in your nation, but your soul. So you out there that want me to shut up, you shut up. You listen, and you pray, and you cry once you hear the truth. And your little theorem and thumb and stone say, oh my gosh, I spat at Deagle. I cursed at him on the internet when I raised a comment on YouTube. And the man is putting his life and his soul on the line for me, and I want to spit on his carcass because I hate his guts. Shut up! Realize that John W. Spring and I are putting our life and our souls on the line for you out there. Do you need a damn well listen? Stop criticizing. This is not, you know, education. This is not just entertainment radio. It's not even educational. I call it shockucation. We're in the point right now where it's so bad, and there's so many converging disasters, like, you know, technical 5G network, coronal mass ejection from the sun, an asteroid coming in less than 10 years. I mean, it's like, whoa, it's like the story in the Bible that says, you know, you escaped a big lion and then you escaped a bear and you got back to your tent and the snake bit you. It's that nuts. It's that nuts. So, John, what would you say to POTUS if you got there?
Okay. The first thing I would say to the president is that America needs to have a great awakening. And he could play a very major role, just as FDR had the chat side, fireside chats throughout America on radio. I think the president has the right to have talks with the American people on a more regular basis if he shows us to choose so, rather than just...
Right. I see him as a very great, what I call a pre-great man. You know, he's got the backbone to be a fighter.
Yeah.
But he's surrounded by people that are either globalists or disinformation ops, or they're stressing the heck out of the man. I mean, if I was his advisor, I'd shut down the Democrats, and I'd be putting many of them into prison and jail without a book tour, internet access, or even yard time to get sunlight. They wouldn't be talking to anybody, and a lot of these media would be unnoticed if the broadcaster or media were doing things as direct coup. I'd shut down their license and take away their ability to even print, like, you know, Washington Post, etc. I wouldn't tolerate it, because these are not just attacks on Donald Trump. It's attack on the idea of a constitutional republic and even the office of a presidency. This is not something that's just going to affect him. This affects the idea of even having a republic, right?
Yes. Now, if that seems rather strong, Dr. Bill, keep in mind that President Lincoln, during the Civil War and afterwards, had arrested many people in Washington and elsewhere, because he believed that they were betraying our nation, the Union, at that time, and to allow them to be scot-free would be very detrimental to our security.
Now, I wouldn't execute them, but what I would do is re-educate them, because, you know, to be honest with you, the biggest thing I see, especially among young people, and this is what's most deadly about our society, because young people have basically, they don't just have physical pain, which some of them have, but the vast majority have psychic and spiritual pain, which is why the drug addiction and opioid addiction is so big. They don't have hope, and the hopeless churches don't feed them spiritual manna. They're feeding them, you know, plastic manna that looks like food, but it's not spiritual food. The same with the political system. I can turn on even Fox News, and it's just like, man, how many minutes can I listen to Hannity and Tucker, man, remonstrating about the same stuff over and over and over again? I don't see anybody wearing an orange jumpsuit, nobody going to prison. I even hear this guy, Durham, this is something that needs to be talked about today, disagreeing with Barr, who's now the AG, and saying he saw no basis on which there was any interference in the election in 2016. You remember, Durham was sponsored there by the Democrats, and the media were all fawning all over him. Oh, you're so wonderful. Durham's an honest guy. He's going to do the right thing. No, he wasn't. He's a lying piece of human garbage. Right?
Yes.
So people need to start grasping this. We're at the end. This is not like the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. How's that?
God help us, man.
Sure. Better get down, not on your knees, but on your nose on the floor, and cry out to Most High God. Please get down to your spring before Trump. Please avert disaster. Please have Trump become the greatest president we've ever had. How's that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Mountains. So the Shuf Mountains are in Beirut, Meshkent, a little town that we were in. The Muslims coming in to slaughter all the Christians and the Maronites. And I'm back. So I gave a little story to you, John. What do you think of that story? It's kind of shocking because I mentioned to this gentleman as I was congratulating me on reporting that the Muslims didn't do 9/11. But the fact is that the Muslims preach in the Hadith and the Quran that Jesus is coming back to behead Christians and Jews and those who are apostates that haven't converted to Islam. They're not preaching he's coming back as the incarnation of the Creator God, but a lesser prophet to Muhammad. And his job is to come back and behead Christians and Jews who won't submit to Islam. Now, if you think that Islam is such a wonderful thing, all these other religions are really bad. But oil and water, Islam does not mix with any Western culture, with a constitutional republic, with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is not the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. Now, when you're talking to Donald Trump, he needs to understand this. He's got this kind of mushy attitude toward Islam and toward even the Wahhabism and the people of Saudi Arabia. Now, yes, they weren't involved, but they spend billions of dollars spreading Wahhabism around the world. He needs to damn well stop it. Now, even the current prince put in his speeches that he wants to stop it. And, of course, right afterward, they kill this guy, and they slaughtered him and then dissolved his body parts in acid. Remember that?
Yes.
And they try to blame it on this prince, because I think the prince was actually making statements. He knew that since the 1970s, after they amplified Wahhabism and forced the Muslims to pour billions of their dollars, because they got warehouses full of trillions, into spreading Wahhabism around the world and terrorism. Remember, when I hear people like Tucker Carlson, part of the reason why he's not fired, and the same with Hannity, is they are spreading still lies. In fact, I was watching a movie for the first part of it. If you ever heard of it, it's sponsored by, again, Amazon Prime. The Amazon Studios is called The Report. Have you seen that movie?
No, I did not.
Okay, The Report, and I saw part of it, and it's a whole pack of freaking lies. In fact, we're going to talk about this Thursday with Susan Lindauer. And I know from the inside, because I was turned into a spook 26 years ago. And they try to say that, you know, Powell didn't know when there was so-called no weapons of mass destruction. He pushed all the lab weapons and all stuff. We had on their show, Susan was actually put in prison by Mr. Powell, who lied and put her in prison with the Patriot Act. The only American put in the Patriot Act because she knew about Iraq and 9/11 before it happened, because they were planning it. Okay? So you got to understand here that when they put out movies like The Report, they're trying to put this info, and they want to slather it up so it looks so plausible. They have this intel agent that's very... The movie is draggy as hell, the first part we've been watching. But you got to understand, it's freaking lies. You're going to hear the truth on this show more than Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Coast to Coast Radio or anywhere. You're not going to hear the whole truth except with Deagle and my co-hosts. And we filter it, man. We got people like Josh Bernstein, who's a Jew. We got good people like Dr. Ron Klatz, who's on too. He's a Jew. We get people like Don John W. Spring, who's a Christian, like me, and Dr. Truett's a Christian, ex-Mormon. We get people like Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist, a Christian converted because he studied the star signs and realized that God is the author of the universe, and he put even the symbology in the space, and that made him a Christian many years ago, like, you know, 4 or 5 decades ago. And you're a Christian. If you don't worship the Most High God and do his will, you can't fix anything. And, you know, what would you say to Trump? Because we're so close to catastrophe now, it drives me nuts. I mean, this might be our last Christmas. I don't know.
Yes.
And actually, God has restrained me not to pray. He said, you know what, Deagle? If you pray hard enough, I'm going to tell you, so don't do it. In other words, he's actually warned me not to ask for answers on some things because he doesn't want me to carry the burden of it. That's not good, is it? I don't know, but I can tell you, I get this rad feeling like, you know, if you had a big monster on your neck with the smell of sulfur, you say, oh, I can smell sulfur, man. The beast is near us. You know? People need to start grasping how close the catastrophe is here and how Donald Trump, you know, and they're saying he's a good president, he's better than Lincoln. Yeah, he is, actually, so far. But he hasn't done what Lincoln did, which is jail these people like Adam Schiff, who's still chattering, and Nancy Pelosi and Nadler, and the fake media that are actually trying to destroy the republic. They're not just trying to have a dialogue. I don't mind a dialogue. My plan for health care is more extreme than even socialism. I want the value-added tax to go to the county, not the state. I don't want state paid politicians. I want doctors, nurses, and health professionals paid an hourly wage. I want everybody covered. I think, how can you have life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness without health care to end of life care and life extension care to everybody? I think it's disgusting. We have a system where 83% of people who go bankrupt in the final years of their life lose their home and can't pass it on to their relatives because they go freaking bankrupt even if they have insurance. I can't see it. Well, you get a young people so far in debt they can't start a family. So we're having a population collapse. This is all by design, isn't it?
It is. It is, Dr. Deagle. And it's occurring
it's disgusting.
Right before our eyes every day, and no one seems to understand it.
Well, you know what? God has made me like my ancestor Moshe, which was prophesied 2,000 years ago in a letter passed through my family for 2,000 years. I am, and this is, maybe you want to dispute it all you want, I am the modern-day Moses, the Lamed, to pull other prophets like yourself and people that have apostolic knowledge to save our hides from nuclear disaster, chemical and biological. And I'm remember, God put me physically through these. I was appointment at a reserve Admiral Hughes. I work with Operation Top Off with Dark Winter with the federal government. This is not like I'm a peripheral idea, like I'm a radio host and want to make a blog. I'm not doing this for entertainment. I am in a state of panic. When people think, well, why are you so worked up, Deagle? I'm worked up. Some nights I can't hardly sleep because I'm involved with so many things swirling around my head when I realize how frustrating it is since September 12th when we got an echo letter that indicated that Trump or the people around him are saying the same BS that we got 18 months earlier, which means it's not getting through to POTUS. If we get through to POTUS and get to talk to the man because he's intelligent, he'll realize this is not a game show, which is the way he's run the presidency, listening to the fourth guest that might sound good. He's going to get real intel he can cross-check. I don't want him to believe anything we say. Have your agencies cross-check what we said, like you did with the overflight of the YouTube. But God help us, man. It's the same thing with healthcare. We get a healthcare system that's killing us. We got toxic food, toxic electro pollution, toxic polypharmacy. Many of these drugs should never be applied to any human flesh. It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is.
But the drug companies are lobbying in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, the medical tech companies, even building military hardware. We don't get what the military needs in the battlefield. We send kids out with level 1 body armor when they need level 3, and their families, if they don't buy level 3, or APCs that don't have protection against an IED blowing your legs off, what the heck are we doing? Policing people that are nuts, or driven by Islam, or just want to kill us because they're driving them crazy. And we go to the countries and we still have dry land farming in Afghanistan. So in the 1950s and early 60s, when we actually had the U.S. Army Corps engineers, you know, do an irrigation project, which the later Russians and the war with Afghanistan destroyed, we haven't rebuilt it. Why are we pouring billions into Afghanistan when we haven't rebuilt their water irrigation system so they can get away from dry land farming, which is good for growing heroin, so they to buy
yeah.
food from adjacent countries? How nuts are we? How stupid are we to actually not go back and get off of dry land farming so the poor people of Afghanistan can grow real food on their local soil?
You're so right. For example, the Helmand Valley in Helmand Province, which is the most concentrated area for the growing of the heroin poppy,
right.
Which was brought in by the Pakistani kingpins
right.
with the help of the Pakistani ISI. At the
right.
same time, they brought in the Taliban.
They work where they work with us. They work with the SAD, Special Activity. Do you know how much the
yeah.
crop has gone up? I have from my intel sources. The heroin crop since we went there 18 years ago when we declared war after 9/11, 4,300% increase in opium from that area. They're not less. And we walk about how many people or Americans are dying from carfentanil from China and from opium from this from Afghanistan. We're making a so-called deal with the Taliban. These guys are putting in basically what's called crocodile. It's so damn toxic. People aren't even injecting it in their web space and their fingers are under their eyeballs and they're literally causes gangrene. And they call it crocodile because it's like being eaten by a crocodile. And it's killing the young people in Russia and we think it's fun. It's killing 70,000+ Americans and we don't want to solve the problem that the SAD is running it because they have $2 trillion just from the drug trade. More money from the organ and human trade, which is working in collaboration with China. If your organ tissue type comes up in China, man, they're going to whip your organs out so fast you never had a heart or lungs or kidneys. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you're lying. I said, you know what? You need to shut up and face the music. I've been through living hell to know what I know, and it's not funny. I only tell you 10% because if you knew everything I knew and you weren't saved, you'd commit suicide. So you need to wake up, people, that things are really bad. They're worse than you can imagine. The worst, awful, horrifying movie you've ever seen, like The Day of the Living Dead, whatever, these are nothing compared to what I know. We are in so much, as they say, doo-doo, like your kids say. You can't even imagine it. There is no time in human history like what we're facing right now, is there?
No, not in the past whatsoever.
No, ever, even in ancient kingdoms, going back even when the population of Mars was destroyed by an ancient galactic war. We're at a point in time where the human race could be literally extinguished completely.
Yes. Going
and
back
it says
to
in Mark that unless those days be cut short and all flesh would survive, God's going to do things, and I'm not sure what they all are, but he's going to do things to make sure there's at least a remnant of people that physically survive. Now, if you die and you're saved, well, you just go to heaven. But God wants the people on the earth to spread off Earth and become off-world planetary people that have extended lifespans living and literally evangelizing the cosmos. He wants us to be the queen of the heavens, not just heaven. Right?
Yes. He's given us the most wonderful planet probably in the entire universe. And
well, how many more worlds will we be 1,000 or a million years from now? How many worlds will we be an evangelist to human and non-human beings from other worlds so we can actually bring the God, the wisdom of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the wisdom of the universe, who's incarnating not only in our world, but maybe many other worlds, because God is not limited. There's no limitations to God. God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And there's no such thing as a past or present to the Creator. Everything to him is now. When you go to heaven, as I did, and you experience what God is, and he told me a portion of me is still there in heaven, that's why I have my physical and emotional and spiritual supernatural gifts. As they say, I do not have a cape and cannot fly at the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, whether you like it or not out there, people, I am Clark Kent. And I'm not here for my sake, because it's a pain in the ass, to be honest with you. Because a lot of people spit on me, relatives, friends, colleagues. They don't want to think that I can even exist. Even though I have evidence and logic and experiences that are hellish that I've gone through to get the truth. And I'm trying to do this with persecution, very from Alex Jones, everybody else. The only two hosts on the two networks I was there, Genesis Network and Republic Radio, is Pastor Butch Powell will be back on this Friday, and John Moore. That's it. And no respect whatsoever from Jeff Renz. I mean, he even did get rid of all my audio files. So you got to understand here, I've been persecuted by colleagues, by so-called co-hosts, by other people, because they don't want to hear me raising questions or clarifying what they're saying to tell the frigging truth. And someone like yourself is very unique, John, because you're called by God, and because you're a genius, and God's giving you those gifts so you can save humanity. You did it already twice. This third time, if we this time if we don't do it, you know, this time we don't do it, God help us, it's going to get really dicey. And at the very least, even if we had missile defense, a large chunk of the population are going to die, and the radiation will destroy much of the food sources or anything. So much of the population will disappear after that. So I want you to understand out there. So, John, what would you say in your statements to POTUS?
Well, as I said, first of all, we need to have a great spiritual awakening in which we begin to start honoring God again. And secondly, we need him to be aware that we do not currently have a missile defense system and that we do have a crisis on hand based in Central America and the Caribbean, which can strike at us at any moment now. Unlike the Cuban Missile Crisis or the crisis that occurred later in 1983 in Grenada and Punta Huete, Nicaragua. None of those, including the Cuban Missile Crisis, ever became operational. But this,
yeah, in fact, they're not operational now, aren't they?
People need to realize, operational.
2 months ago when that Semipalatinsk explosion occurred, it killed a lot of Russians because they're trying to upgrade their technology. They have it. We're there operational right now, and if things go south, we're in the grip of a cataclysmic disaster of unknown proportions, haven't we?
Yes, we are. And I'm afraid that Putin is going to take advantage of his window of opportunity anytime.
I think actually there's enough humanity in the man. He doesn't want to, but he's being pushed by powers and events.
Which was most appropriate because that was your